delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. This is Big Facts, and today we have an ATL legend, a Georgia legend in the building. And he brought the belt.
Yeah.
Is here on Big Facts.
Yeah.
What's happening, Scream?
What's up with you, man? Well, everything
I'm
good?
And loving it, man. You know what I do, baby.
We got to start with the belt.
Just
give us the whole spiel.
Give us the whole backstory of the belt.
The whole backstory of the belt, man. Yes. So when I dropped No More Playing GA, Goldberg was the champion. Goldberg was the champion with WCW. You know, that shit was coming up out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that nigga was undefeated. He was just fucking everybody up with that belt.
Yeah.
That's about the time when I dropped that champion song with the pastor.
And you said,
I started carrying the belt around with that shit. Shutting down birthday bashes with that independent shit. But it was just goddamn my testament to what we did with that whole Pastor Troy No Limit thing.
Mm.
I became a champion. Shit. Mm. Can't leave home without it.
Just for people that don't know and they don't understand and aren't from here and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When you made No More Playing GA with the whole Master P skit and all of that kind of shit, where did that come from? And like, what made you think of that? And why did out of all the people in the world, would you use P?
Yeah. For one, P was at the top. He was the biggest one. So it ain't no time you fuck around with no nigga around the corner. I need to be talking to somebody that can change the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
So we went at the big dog. All right, we going at Pete. Because I wasn't really tripping about it. It was more so my niggas in my camp. They were like, man, we were in Augusta. So them boys was like, man, Pete done came down here. Pete had started shouting out on some records, man. Pete probably hit them boys up for about $100,000 for a show down there, man. It ain't really paying out like that. So the city, them boys who put their bread up was high anyway. They ain't give a damn about saying Pete. I was down there from Atlanta. Them niggas paying for the studio time. I don't give a damn what y'all say. Shit, crank the song up, man. Let's drop this album. So
they
did the whole drop the Pete shit. Yeah. But who would have thought that some little young niggas in the studio tripping like we tripping right here, man, let's put this Pete skit in the front of this shit.
Like that shit would have went worldwide.
Come on.
Yeah.
You feel me, man?
So it was never no problem.
I ain't never no problem. Of course we got down. later on into the
problems it. Came later, yeah.
Yeah, problems came later, but it wasn't even no problem. Saul ran up, had a show in, what the shit was called, Impact. Had a show at Impact. They knew I was performing there. Niggas just got down, caught a nigga over there, but it wasn't no call. Them niggas, I ain't even have no flyers. I ain't even have no posters. Mm. They just hit the scene and everybody just went to scattering, dispersing across that bitch. You know what I mean? Mm. Oh, Pastor Troy, no limit. Pastor Troy, no limit. You know what that turned
so
to.
Y'all ain't
nobody
never,
touched
y'all,
my body.
Okay, y'all never had fights in
nah,
all this
nah,
shit.
Nah, nah, nah. Ain't nobody touched
or
my body.
Or never got physical.
Never had physical.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What happens
if... Them niggas mad about that shit, though.
You got to be, man. That shit hurt. That shit got to hurt, right?
It cranked us up.
Come on, man.
That was one of the moments.
The same, man. We ain't been the same since No More Playing GA dropped. The city been... Man, for one, the nation saying, yeah. Where this nigga from that's dissing Master P?
Yeah.
Georgia, Atlanta. They digging into it. Man, motherfuckers tell me, man, try to move down here when I heard that shit. Mm. I was down in Miami this weekend. A nigga from Trinidad was like, man, that shit was just so I was like, man, y'all was listening to that shit in Trinidad. This nigga was acting crazy down there. Mm. I was like, man, that's some good shit. That shit really did this thing for independent niggas selling that shit out to Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm still picking up checks every weekend, 23 beat, years
with,
later.
With a beat machine the size of a calculator.
So when they, I remember one time they had birthday bags at Lakewood and got them P-num came out the phone, the whole crowd was just. We ready.
Man, dog.
Them niggas couldn't even perform.
So that's that dope shit that them boys from Goody Mob did, man. Bro, that was my headliner year for birthday bash, bro. That's what my that was my future baby year. Pastor Troy, Pastor Troy. I done signed off the headline for this shit and everything. P kick it to the radio station. Look, I perform for free. Y'all take him off the show. I'ma host this shit. But he ain't know how the streets have flipped. Yeah. So, bro, when he got over there to Lakewood, man. It wasn't good for him, man. ATL had already switched sides.
Yeah, they had already chose their side.
Yeah,
that shit fucked up, bro. They were running Atlanta like.
Come on, man.
From another city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, don't
let me. When that shit dropped, it was like niggas just instantly switched.
Switched. Home team. Hey, bro, but check it out. Goody Mob called me, man. They still on the birthday bash. Them niggas hit me up. Troy, man, can't nobody take coming in the city and take you off no goddamn show. You perform with us. Come on, man. Shit, we'll meet us over at the dungeon. Mm. Bro, we rode the goddamn the joint together, bro. Bro, we about a good 2 miles away, bro. Lil Pete say, man, turn that shit down. Bro, we could just hear the crowd saying, we ready from goddamn traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, bro, man, we hit that stage. That shit was viral before viral. If you wasn't there, you feel me, man? Champion night. What
that
you say?
That shit went up.
I'm talking about 30,000 people that wasn't expecting
mouth,
to see a nigga.
Big talk, big
and
game.
Here it go. Bro, I just see that shit. I just see Lakewood out there just going, oh,
yeah,
my God, niggas jumping.
That shit was legendary.
That was legendary. That was the beginning of some shit, so.
Hey, you ran into Pete recently?
I still ain't ran into him, man. You know, Big Corp been trying to set up something for us to chop it up. You know, be doing the No Limit stuff like that. But I ain't got no problems with you, Pete, man. I done had a whole fucking career out this shit. 23 years later, nigga, you tripping about shit.
Nah, for real.
What I'm tripping about?
I don't think Pete tripping about that shit
either. I hope not. You know what I mean? Because it ain't nothing to trip about. Nah, nigga, I'm in this motherfucker.
Nah, but he a bit of man. He seen it. He know what that was.
Yeah.
A move. Yeah. Nigga just wasn't expecting to make a move on you.
Yeah.
You feel me, man?
Right.
That's how good. Much love to you, Pete.
So what about the city though? Like what it was like you had some little back and forth with a couple of niggas from the city.
Yeah.
What happened with Troy in Atlanta, like Atlanta rappers?
Man, you know what? I wasn't even really tripping off of that, man. You know, I did too much in the beginning of this shit. I rapped with everybody around this motherfucker that needed me. But when it was time to switch that shit around, nigga wasn't getting that same love back. Like I say, I'm on everybody's first album. Anybody that called me for that shit, I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was goddamn flip back, now you goddamn double platinum and shit, I need to be on this next album.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The nigga wanna call me back for that one. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I ain't like it. Don't like it. You feel me, man? Yeah. But it's all good. Everybody do what they do. Ain't stop nothing goddamn going around.
So you spoke on it?
Always.
I wouldn't usually bring up no names and shit like that, but everybody knows you had massive records with Lil Jon. So there were Lil Jon's featuring Pastor Troy's, but there were never Pastor Troy's featuring Lil Jon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm saying, but, bruh, throw it up.
Right. No, that was it.
That record?
Yeah, that was it.
Dog, we didn't shoot a video for that.
Mm.
That shit still go.
Hell yeah.
We didn't shoot a video for that.
Oh, what you feel like you holding a nut?
Bang.
I'm asking.
The man, you know. Cuz, we ain't shoot a video for that. Man, they shot the joint. I'm talking to the president of the company. President saying, man, Trump, I'm telling John he got his single, man, to throw it up joint. But, hell, I'm rapping two verses on that. I'm on this motherfucker. I'm on it with you.
But that was the same album with Lovers and Friends and shit. So you wasn't the same album?
This the one before that. Yeah, the first one.
This the one before that. Right. With Throw Your Hood Up and
This the one with
B.I.B.I. and shit.
The one with Trick Daddy with Play No Game.
Okay,
girl.
That's the one in between. I got
Play No Game, girl. Yeah. They shot that video with that before they shot Throw It Up.
Right.
Man, you tripping.
Right. Throw it up, still go up.
That shit going crazy. Anthem. Right now.
I just took it and just made it mine. I performed that motherfucker. They expect hell. Like I said, man, I made this up. We in the studio, man. Play the beat, dog. You need to do this shit like this. Throw it up, throw it up. If you rap where you from, throw it up, nigga. Like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like that. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, it's damn sure our song.
How I feel like, no rest their souls to see, like, I know you did a lot of work with On Camp, Lil C passed away, Archie Eversole, of course.
He was like the ready remix.
Man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I was so OG to that faction of the game, man, that whole On Camp thing, man. I was coming up, I had just moved back up to Atlanta from Augusta, and I understood that Oomph got these record stores and these damn DJs and all this shit going on. I need to link in with him. Man, we linked up, DJ Jelly, all us boys, man, MC Assault, and they just started plastering me around this motherfucker, man. And I started doing all them records with the Oomph Camp, man. That bounce, man, we had that bounce over there on Bankhead. Lit. Just on click, clack, this hop, man. Click, clack, man. That's you real. Know, really building up the city. You know what I mean? Like, niggas come down this motherfucker like this shit just happened over the weekend. That was a whole nother era of Atlanta. That was before Section. That was for anything. That's, nigga, you got to walk past a nigga you got the problem with. He right there. Nah, he coming in way. You feel me, man? That's from that side of Atlanta.
Full out of sex.
Yeah, all that bullshit. You know what I mean? All that security and all that shit. Your security was who you were fucking with that night.
Whitey.
You know. No, that's where I'm from. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love that shit. You know what I mean? I love that shit because I know that blueprint right there, man, gonna stand the test of time anywhere you go, man. I can shoot around these cities, man. Nigga done learned over 23 years how to move.
So they wrote a, like, you know, like if they go ever was to make a Atlanta rap scene book, where you feel like you fit it in that book?
I wouldn't even be tripping about where I hit that motherfucker, bro. I just better be
I ain't saying rank. I'm saying what you think you brought to the...
To it? Me and my cousin was talking before we slid over here. Me and DJ Prayer was chopping up. I was like, cuz, before I came with that gangster shit and crossed the state line, who else had did it from Atlanta?
Yeah.
And we just sat there like, shit, nobody. You know, Sam, I know Sam was had some gangster songs, maybe, whatever, but it ain't break them. Yeah, state line, go nationwide with that shit. Yeah.
But even outside of the No More Playing GA, you still had the Vice Versas and the Ronda.
Bunch of hush.
Yeah. That was just the beginning going of it, crazy. Man. I'm so like, glad that was just
the beginning. And the video that we shot when you had that big yellow truck.
Yeah. Ryan Big.
Yeah.
Ryan Big. Yeah, man. You know, I had some good times in this game, man. Real classic songs, man. I'm still booked. I got a 5-song set list that's going to crank some shit up. Half the shit niggas want to hear.
That's
I don't
all
even
you
do.
Need.
You
feel
me, man? I'm tired as hell. Them niggas ain't paying for all that shit.
Yeah, we got something coming up. We're going to let you about
it. Let me act up for you. Y'all know
what I'm saying. Kane a couple of
Trent, baby. Them classic songs, man, they mean so much to so many people, man. Like, niggas go to thinking about niggas they lost. Niggas go to thinking about when I was back here doing this. Man, I was in college. I was at my HBCU. So it just be feel good to have songs that's a part of people's life like that. Mm-hmm. It'd be different to have them songs you dropping on a nigga, he already 40 years old and shit like that. Like, man, it ain't got just the same impact that it had when a nigga was in.
What you who your favorite artist out of the city right now?
Man, out the city, you know I'm loving Lil Baby, man. That's my little BG. I love what he got going on. I just love it. I just see so much of myself in them days in him, man. All you gotta do is stay out the way, stay out of trouble, man. Keep these goddamn girls liking you.
Right.
You'll be all right.
Facts.
Yeah, man, stay out the way.
So do you enjoy the independent shit? You've been independent a long time. Yeah, you had one deal with Universal, right?
I had one deal with Universal, man, and I did my 4 albums with them. When it was time to renegotiate it, man, I was just like, Nelly had just sold 90 mil. I mean, he had just sold 10 million. Mm-hmm. Had just made Universal about 90 million. Mm-hmm. I was up at Universal when they gave him the little party for going diamond. Mm-hmm. They gave him a check for $1 million that day. Mm. Boom. Five. They gave him 5 million. Mm. I'm like, damn, this nigga just got a check for 5 million off of 90. I was like, man, I'm signing an artist. I said, man, the only way I'm going to be able to get some money like that, I got to go independent and come back as a label so niggas can get them $7 and $8 like Baby them was up there doing. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting up there trying to get a label deal, but they won't do it. You feel me, man? Give me $5. Give me $4 on this shit. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get the shit going. I came back independent, starting with Selecto Hits, out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Shout out Selecto.
Man, Selecto Hits, man. We doing $8 a CD wholesale. 75, 80,000 units, 3-4 times a year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit, I'm down here with the independent. It's good. I'm loving it. Stacking it up, getting my studios and all this shit together. And these niggas came with the goddamn mixtape.
Me. Oh. I've been with Troy.
This shit.
Troy brought me to the studio this mixtape.
What the fuck? Y'all giving away 20 and 30 songs for free?
It's two people in the city that pulled me aside about that mixtape shit. That was Troy and Oom. We're like, that ain't it, man. Y'all came for mixtapes, but that shit wasn't really mixtapes. Like, we were charging like, that man. Ain't it, man.
Yeah. But then, now you're in a situation
who
where...
Who flooded the mixtape game like that, though?
DJ Scream?
It was us. We did that.
It just turned into the new thing. You know, I was just like... And it wasn't... Niggas wanted their music out, but didn't know how to get it distributed. Right. If I could have told everybody how to go up to Selecto Hits and do that shit,
yeah. Exactly. That would have won.
They didn't want that shit out.
Yeah. Access to the Itchy Bonds and all that shit wasn't as open as it was.
Niggas ain't know. I was just like, man, bro, if you knew what niggas seeing off these goddamn 50,000 times eights in 3-4 months,
right?
You wouldn't be giving away your goddamn whole album. So that shit there, it just switched up my whole position with the shit. Nigga had to step
back. But then you end up doing a mixtape.
Oh yeah, that shit hidden. It was just like I didn't understand.
Right.
When you got down making money this goddamn way, it's hard to make a nigga make you understand getting money over here. Yeah, you might be doing it.
Right.
I ain't made nothing over here.
Yeah.
I like doing what the fuck I do. So I had to step back, regroup, and I started shooting them little independent movies. And man, that shit taking care of me right now.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Rest in peace, Charlie Lowe. This is why I edited the Down to Come Up movie, man. This used to be an editing suite for y'all boys got this motherfucker, man. Yeah. So that shit brought me back just walking around. That 1930, man, I thought I was going to never have to come back over here, man, because the shit hurt my heart. Over here editing that shit with Lowe and shit, man. I thought when I was done with that shit, I'd never be back to this motherfucker. But I'm glad y'all got it doing y'all thing, man. It feel good now that I'm over here.
Appreciate you pulling up.
That's gangster shit, man.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday. Each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Was you Jeezy's first feature before he was Jeezy?
Lil J, hardest off this? You know, me and Jeezy, man, it was just like Jeezy just kept me on the line to keep me out the way. We ain't got no song together as Jeezy. I'm talking about, man, I'm feeding them beats from Squeaky. Welcome back. You know, I'm back. This is my beat that
welcome
I gave
welcome back. That shit there.
That shit there hurt. Troy, we coming. And that shit turned into, man, gotta get it this nigga too. Fuck this shit, man. You know what I mean?
He just knows.
I just went with all that shit. Let me clear it out.
Troy has dissed everybody.
We got some songs out there. You know, it ain't even really no diss. It just said how I feel about the shit. Like, right. Man, dog, you ain't getting nothing from me. Mm. You ain't getting nothing from me. No produce, no production, no nothing. Drummer Boy started when he was 17. Mm-hmm. That nigga couldn't even come to the strip club and had the hottest record, Pop That Pussy. That nigga couldn't even come. See what the hell was going on it. Mm-hmm. All them producers, man, I went to Memphis and got them boys, went to funnel them down here. Sharky Red, come on, man. We been since Drama and the Left, Right, Left and all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. So I just watched that shit. That's the shit that I ain't respect about the shit.
Why you think it went down that way? What you think it really was?
For one, I think them years and stuff like that sound a lot like mine. And when we get on that motherfucker, somebody gonna have to say it and say it right.
What?
Somebody gonna have to say it. Yeah. Come on, man.
You say it yourself.
That shit came straight from.
Yeah, to me. Charlie Red told like me. Mine.
But Charlie Red told me. That nigga was like, man, Troy, I taught Jeezy how to ad lib off of All We Couldn't.
Man, that nigga make that shit sound kind of different. Yours kind of sound kind of hype. See, his shit sound like a ribs
trap,
and shit.
The trap shit.
Watch this. DJ Scream, you ready?
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah.
That's the one. Oh, Are We Cutting? The record he talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah.
listen to that shit. That shit so clear. Then for damn Charlie Red to come back and say, I taught this nigga how to do this on this. Yeah, it's gonna be a while before we do a song. But he teasing me with it. I tried, man, oh yeah, I'm funneling beats and all that shit. Me and Squeaky still working. You feel me, man? Me and him just had. So like, okay. Nigga the whole retired, ain't it?
But what I'll say it is with Jeezy and crazy, John man. And the rappers, you felt like you didn't get that back.
I said, everybody want to shine. I've been shining.
But what you do,
time.
Though, Troy? We got
two sides of the story.
Yeah, two sides of the story.
Ain't nothing I can do. But goddamn, say my part after the part. All I can do is tell what was happening behind the scene. By the time y'all hear about it, it's already fucked up.
Huh?
By the time I talk to y'all about it, it's already
you
fucked
already
up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
already over with. You feel me, man? Now it is what it is. You feel me, man? That shit
No, I'm saying, like, what could they say you did to make them feel like?
Said something about us not goddamn getting that studio already.
Oh.
what we doing? Shit for real, man. What we doing? Yeah. That's all it's about, man. Come on, baby. Like, come on, nigga. I've been going to Birmingham. I flipped the game. I gave up New York and L.A. and all that shit. Fuck that shit. It's too far a flight. I don't like flying that far. I like riding with my goddamn what I need to ride with, and it's good. We go to Birmingham. We go to Jackson, Mississippi, Jacksonville, Florida, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. All these forts I built around this bitch. I'm just a Southeast beast. Mm. Anywhere in the Southeast, I get in my car. I want to go 75, 85. Either way, 20. I'm going to get some money. Right. You feel me, man? Yeah. 20, man. 20, this just quick stops on 20. We're going to start at Florence, South Carolina. We're going to come down to Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to come to Aiken, South Carolina. We're going to hit Augusta. Might hit their ass with something in between, like Thompsonville or something like that. Thompsonville. Y'all might hit their ass in the back cut.
Shout out
get
to niggas
back
day.
On 20. We back headed toward ATL. ATL, next stop, I'm going to hit Oxford Anderson. Oxford Anderson, we going to go on to Birmingham. After Birmingham, we going to hit
give
Tuscaloosa.
Give me y'all the circuit. He give y'all some games.
After Tuscaloosa, we in
Meridian.
That's
the circuit that we did for years.
That's that routing.
We did it for years.
Come on, man.
That's that routing.
That's the bag.
Yeah.
And that's just on 20.
Yeah.
Y'all see me around, but y'all don't see me around. Not on no motherfucking weekend. Picking that shit up, throwing that shit back, man. Fuck it.
The folks still wearing your shit, too.
Man, what? It's good, man. Like I say, it's 20, 25 years with these songs, damn near. It's 23 years with these songs. I'm touring with the legends. Out there with 8 Ball and MJG, man. It's the Legends of the South Tour, man. It's me, Ball and G, Trick Daddy, Mystical, Bun B.
Trina.
Yeah, Trina. Who else I'm missing? Scarface, Juvie. Shit, I'm performing with these niggas, man. Our shows out the chain. Well, it's a date night. It ain't no problem. I ain't got to deal with what. It ain't no running at our show.
Yeah, right.
You feel me, man? Shit. Perfect. You feel me, man?
It's a date
ain't nobody
night.
Running.
Yeah.
Everybody walking in that mug with their old lady, ready to reminisce, take them back.
Yeah.
Great night. Yeah. Next city.
So, somebody, if you
say. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Grand Rapids, we on the way and shit. That shit, like, the weekend, but fuck it. I don't know when y'all gonna show the shit. It's all good.
If you sit down watching TV or interview a podcast or whatever, and everybody's talking about like the goats of Atlanta or Georgia and everything, and you're admitted, how does it personally make you feel?
You know what? A lot of niggas scream Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. I was focused on the state.
Georgia.
Atlanta, one city. All these cities around this motherfucker, man, we need all that in. That's who all in my game. You feel me, man? So if Atlanta ever just said, fuck Pastor Troy, we don't ever want to see him again, I got somewhere to go. You feel me, man? We went across the whole state. I got Augusta, Savannah, Rome, Georgia, all that shit, Albany. I got a bunch. It's a bunch of niggas. It's a lot of clubs. It's a lot of money out there, man. So I ain't with the Atlanta. I ain't with the wings and goddamn bottles any goddamn way. I'm gone, man. You feel me? The city flip on you like that. You been doing this shit, man. I ain't with the goddamn wing shit on a Friday night. I'm going to get a check.
What happened with the? Or how, I don't know who you still like talk to and don't talk to. But what happened with like the DSG movement and all the artists and shit you had?
Man, you know all us boys, we still boys, but. I'm enough of their partner to let everybody.
A couple
everybody...
of them have put out some records, though, right?
That shit was so long. We've been squashed. That shit ain't do nothing. You feel me, man? It's hurt. You know what I mean? Motherfucker be hurt, but I let everybody goddamn. Everybody want to be the captain till they goddamn get on that ship and the waves start hitting that motherfucker. Boom, boom. Yeah, you want to get back in my boat, don't you? Nigga that's been out here doing this shit for a long time. You feel me? So that's all cool. I be wishing everybody the best, man. Handle your business, captain. It's your ship now. You know what I mean? It's all good. If I see you on the water, what's up? Cause I'm going to be on mine.
Nah, real shit.
So what does Troy have going on, like, relationship-wise? Is there a Mrs. Troy?
Nah, man. I just be chilling. I be chilling, man. I'm in a good landing spot for some real goddamn paper. And I don't want to be involved in nothing that'll be having me goddamn reconsidering goddamn to go get it. Because I'm too goddamn close to have to answer to them right now. Maybe in a minute. But now with this plane goddamn, they done said, get ready for landing. I'll be all right. For real. Somebody will be there when they land.
Okay.
Somebody will be there.
You got kids?
Yeah. I got my boys kicking it like a motherfucker, man.
How old are they? How many?
17, 18, 19. I had my boys right back to back to back.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's a beautiful thing.
Man, I want to definitely send condolences. We saw on social media you lost your pops, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of Pastor Troy came from him because he actually preached in the church, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just talk a little bit about how his life impacted you.
All right. For one, we're going to correct the loss. You know what I mean? No disrespect or nothing like that. But that's the farthest thing I could ever do is lose. You feel me, man?
Right.
This nigga so with me.
I got you.
We getting this guy in the car. He gonna talk to me when we go outside and get in the car now, man. That's almost like it's too beautiful, man. You know, just to have somebody to impact me for 45 years like he did. This nigga ain't had that shit for one day. Nigga don't even know who they dead is. So I definitely can't be mad. With them transitioning, man. You know what I mean? Eat up all the game I could, man. It was a beautiful thing, man. During the pandemic, the church had to shut down, man. So we were able to teach them how to start streaming the services, man. Me and my brother go over there, man. I take some of my camera equipment and stuff, man. Got them streaming, man. They all on Facebook and stuff. And it was just dope being able to teach him
something new.
And, you know, keep up with the time. We got the church going, man. It was just a real beautiful thing. I just know how much Gangsta appreciated me, man, and how proud of our namesake he was, that what I did and what I accomplished with that Pastor Troy thing, man. He told one of his friends, man, he was like, man, I talked to more people that I never would have spoke to if it wasn't for BG, Pastor Troy. You know what I mean, man? It got to the point, niggas was calling me, come on, man, Big Meech. I got in contact with Big Meech while he was down. Talking to Meech. He wasn't studying none of that shit that I was talking about, man. That nigga was like, man, your daddy got a prayer box at that church? Yeah, man, put my name in there. I'm like, we got you, man. We got you on the ticket. Damn what's going on in the street. Damn what's going on with homeboy. All that. Pray for me, man. So just to let my dad have that kind of impact on even the game.
Come on, man.
He was like the first preacher that gave his son the blessing with the rap shit. I know so many kids that grew up in the church that was like, you the first, because of you, my mom allowed me to start rapping. You know what I mean? Because of you, my mom let me start making beats. Because
it's generally frowned upon.
Oh, yeah, man. When they saw that my parents would let me get to this set, it made it easier for their parents to understand it, man.
Right.
And that's a beautiful position.
What's something you haven't accomplished in all these years that you just still got to accomplish?
Man,
it's on your list.
I ain't never been gold. I ain't never been gold. And I just see these niggas putting up plaques every day. Platinum, this, that.
No more plans. You ain't gold.
Man, dog. Now I'm about to take you back. You ready? I was the hottest nigga on the bootleg scene.
Okay.
Them niggas bootlegging the shit. I'm quadruple platinum if that shit was included. They were bootlegging the hell out of that shit, man. Every nigga, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
You weren't hot if they weren't bootlegging your shit.
Yeah.
So, that did. They were the issue that they didn't get registered.
They didn't get registered, bro. So,
damn.
It don't match. When I see the crowd out there, how these motherfuckers acting, and I ain't fucking gold. You feel me, man? Yeah, right.
Got a plaque, though, from at least throw it up.
I just got my plaque.
You got a plaque. Okay.
You just got it?
Yep. About 2 years ago. I was about to break that motherfucker that night, but I went on to play the cool.
Man, what is wrong with you?
I tell the truth, man. I'm a pastor, man. I got to tell the truth, man. You know,
that boy pastor God. Disaster.
For real.
Oh,
man.
My God.
It's cool, but you got to tell the truth about this shit, man. You got to tell the truth about this shit.
Y'all go ahead and stream that No More Play, man.
Hey, man, get it going, somebody.
Yeah,
goddamn.
Yeah, get this shit going. Man.
Put it on
repeat.
It's
so long.
For real,
go
man.
Go stream that shit.
Stream
man.
This shit out.
Man.
Hey, director, Cad, drop the goddamn link, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, go stream this shit.
For
man.
Real. They give me one. I ain't tripping about it, man, but I would like to see it. Goddamn, when the motherfucker doing it every weekend.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
Damn, niggas going go this shit this season now.
In one day.
What producer you hear and you be like, shit, but I would have killed that nigga beat.
You know I hear the Metros, goddamn. I eat. Mm-hmm. I eat. Them niggas know I eat, man. Why the fuck y'all niggas ain't coming? Oh, y'all ATL producer, man. Why y'all ain't hearing your boy Pastor get on some of this shit? You know I'm going to eat. Fuck with me, man. Y'all niggas stop holding your nuts on me, man. We going to go in here. We going to do these songs and shit. Y'all can have them motherfuckers. I don't even want them. Put that shit out. Get you a gold plaque out that shit.
Well, you did some shit with Zay before?
Me and Zay get in there. We got to get in there and crank it. You know what I mean? But I think I want that hard nod. You know what I like? That dark, that real dark shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somebody out there, man, if you got it, holler at me, man. Hit me on IG at Pastor Troy DSGB. Hit me at DSGBRadio@gmail.com. Send me that shit. Let's see what's happening.
Right.
Who else I met you?
Who else we got? Who else we like?
Jacob.
Oh, yeah,
ATL.
Oh, really?
Jacob
Damn,
Jacob.
Damn. Y'all make sure them boys got down. I'm going to kill it. Them niggas probably, they probably be wanting me on some of that shit, man. Them niggas saying, You know we song snatchers now.
Right.
If you're going to give it to me, man, just let me be the only nigga on it. Because I'm telling you now, I'm trying to snatch it. If it's a feature, I'm trying to snatch it. That's what happened with me. I was snatching feature.
Yeah.
Snatching. Make that motherfucker my song. Them niggas sitting on the sideline like, man. They just cut my verse after it went off.
So you don't be reaching out? Do you be reaching out to nigga?
Man, I ain't really on tripping on the rap shit no more. I mean, I got a film studio over on FIB.
No, I'm saying, you know, shit. Like, still come back and bless some shit. You know
oh,
I mean?
Shit, I'm on deck. Anybody want something, y'all already know how to get at me, man. I'm going to handle that business and get it right back to you. Shit, ain't nothing. Yeah. We do this shit. This my career. This my living. I do this shit every day.
You said you got what going on now?
I got a film studio, man. We just crunk up over on FIB, man. It's some gangster shit. Lit Street TV, man. Download the app, smartphone, Google Play, all that shit, man. I just got a channel, Lit Street TV. Represent for independent artists, showing videos and shit, round the clock, like the box. Like the old box shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna get some programming going on there and shit like that, man. Just being independent, trying to be great.
For sure.
Damn right. Congratulations to y'all too, man. Keeping the platform in rotation, baby. I remember y'all cranking this shit up, and to see where it's done damn went to, I love it, man.
Appreciate it.
I love it. That's how you got to do it. That's tight.
Nah, we appreciate you tapping in. Now, outside of them producers, is there somebody though amongst them legends that you did not get to work with? And the second part of that question is, I just got to throw it out there: would you work with P?
Oh yeah, shit, that lick we gonna hit. I can't wait. Crank it up. Set that shit up. I got a beat for it and everything. Let me know. Shit, we'll go and get that No More Plan J. We'll pull them masters out. You want to get on that motherfucker?
On a remix.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, get that
About time.
We get on this remix and let's go, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
who else outside of P?
On the legend tip, man, I worked with Pimp C by the grace of God, man. Me and Pimp was real cool, man. Me and Pimp was real cool.
You did something with Boosie?
Me and Boosie ain't got in yet, but we got a real love and respect for each other, man. Right. You know what I mean, dog? You know, that's how I rock it. I like niggas. I love niggas like Boosie because he a nigga like myself. He do him. Mm-hmm. You feel me, man? I like niggas that just do them. You feel me, man? I love it. I respect it. That nigga on my side of town over on the south side kicking it. Real nigga, man, you know?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing to tell a nigga what's up. You know what I mean? I love being that nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walk in the street and be able to, got that kind of respect. I ain't got to have 50 niggas with me. None of that shit. They going to walk up, man, Troy, what's up? They know they can dap me up, man. Man, take a picture. My girl want to take a picture. Shit, nigga, that's what it is. Let's do it.
Try getting out with a job.
We can get in there. I ain't tripping, but
That nigga stupid. Man,
so goddamn crazy, man.
Oh my shit. God. Well,
he said he with whatever.
Shoot the damn throw it up video. You want to do
something?
Yeah, that's where we gonna start this shit. I got my verses. Got my outfits.
I got my looks.
I'm ready, baby. Couple up. Crank this shit up.
Hey, bro, oh, you God. Support every like not fuck with support. Every Atlanta team,
yeah.
There's nobody that has more tickets, has performed at everyone than you. You got a Braves jersey on. Thank you, Braves. Thank you, Atlanta United.
You know what? Like, how the hell they be playing your shit all in the arenas and shit,
man,
like that? We ain't gold,
bro, man, dog. You
that's
the next. It is streaming though, right?
It's streaming and all that good shit. But man, it take a bunch of them streams to send that shit. Man, they playing that shit
they
one
time. They need to add the old physical shit to. You need to make a case.
They need that shit needs to be on Kaboom. Whatever that shit is, where you can haul your phone.
Shazam.
I'm talking about
Kaboom. Yeah, Shazam, man.
No Shazam.
But, bro, it's crazy. With the teams and stuff like that, man, I just figured that shit out a long time ago, man, even with embracing the Georgia Bulldogs and shit like that. Hell, these motherfuckers ain't going nowhere. They'll be dead and gone, your ass, goddamn. You know, you'll be dead and gone. Them teams still going to be here. So we started playing off of the state. When I went down to the University of Georgia, that's the first place I went with them No More Playing GACDs. Man, we walking around with a radio playing that joint. Niggas got bumping their car, man. We like, man, play this CD. Man, we probably sold 1,000 CDs in a weekend, about $10 a piece down in that bitch. We cashing out now. I said, shit. Nigga, we repping this Georgia Bulldog shit to the fullest. They done crunked this shit up.
They with us.
It's on. Yeah. It's on, man. That shit transitioned to the Falcons calling me last year, asking me to be a brand ambassador for them. So
oh,
we come
big.
To the, yeah, man, it's
that's
dope,
big.
Man. Just it transitioning like that, man. Going from having a song talking about fucking a nigga up and shooting and blah, 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 to that shit transitioning to corporate meetings. Hey, Troy, we got this section for you over here, man. The Dirty Bird Nest. We want you to be the face of it. And we just want them to see ATL in this section. We got to win. I look a lot better over there. Win.
That would help.
Yeah, man. But we coming, man. We coming along.
Difference.
Yeah, that man. It's coming. But that whole Dirty Bird Nest, man, they had us so psyched out. Shit, we down by 20 by then. We so fucked up. We still partying like hell to the fourth quarter. So it's gangster, man. Much love to the Atlanta Falcons, man. Y'all step this shit up this year, man, and we going up.
Yes. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles.
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
We talk about artists and their first project. So your first project that was commercially released had like Rhonda and It's On Down Here, all that shit on there, man. Mm-hmm. What made that first project so special that you think sometimes some artists can't recreate that shit?
Man, you know what? I don't think it's supposed to be recreated. Mm. For one, the hurt and pain that I hear in my voice on that first album. Mm. Scream, I heard that shit. I listened to it about a year or two. Man, that motherfucker made me cry. Because I could hear the despair in my voice. I could hear that it was all or nothing. If this don't work, what?
Especially It's On Down.
You feel me, man?
It's On Down Here and that type of shit.
Them old fathers, them on the records. I'm talking about living the day through tomorrow and shit like that, man. Just goddamn, I got to make it in this shit. There ain't no sunshine. Mm. Shit off that first album, man. I could just hear it in my voice that I needed this. It was just like a release, man. Like I told niggas, man, I hadn't even raised my voice until I went in the studio. I wasn't loud, nigga. I always been cool. That was the first time I could just scream. And that shit sound like, hey, man, it sound like it too, man. It sound like it, man. You know what I mean? I hear that joint. I hear that joint, Black, man. I was like, this young nigga is for real about what he's talking about, man.
Some shit was coming up out you.
Yeah, bro, it was my release.
Yeah.
It was my release. It was everything I wanted to say about everything going on. Them niggas stole my car with my 30s on it. This is just some bullshit. Nigga had a car about a week, then I stole my shit. And this all the shit that's building up. I had my college portfolio in the trunk. Shit. Now I got to drop out of college because I ain't got my shit to turn in this midterm. All this shit going on in my life. I just graduated. The real world for real, man.
What you think it would have?
Damn.
Go ahead. What you think it would have been if the music shit didn't crack for you? What you think it would have been for you?
I can draw and all that stuff, man. I had went to school. I was ready to do computer animation. You know, rap. That wasn't my pops wasn't letting it be my thing. But when I got down to Augusta, you know, after they stole my damn art equipment, I was at Art Institute of Atlanta. After they stole my damn shit, I had to start back playing baseball. I had to take a baseball scholarship. I had a baseball scholarship, but I was about to say, fuck baseball. I'm about to do this computer animation shit and get some of this Disney money off of this goddamn shit. I can draw. Man, them niggas stole my car, probably just threw that shit out the goddamn trunk. They don't know, they just fucked up my nigga whole goddamn play. But you made my play at the same time. Because you them niggas who I was goddamn mad as fuck at when I went in that studio, nigga. That's the kind of shit that went on.
But yeah, I went and took that shit out on P, though.
That's the kind of shit that, man, fucked the world. Man, everybody, man, this shit, fuck that shit. It's on.
Nah, that shit was hard. So that was, what the first song was? You remember the first song you
played? Man, bro. No More Playing GA was the first song I recorded the first time I went to a real studio. I made the beat. The first time I went to the studio, I got the beat machine. We had the real studio down there, Studio South. Man, I walk in there with my drum machine. The engineer like, okay, separate the track. I was like, nah, we don't separate the track. We just play it out the headphones. It's good. That motherfucker said, what? Y'all do is what? Man, this is a professional studio. I need the snare separated, the cymbal separated, da da da. You don't know what you're doing? You need to get your manual and come back when you're ready. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker just checked me. Man, he was like, I don't want to just waste your time in the studio. This shit costing $100 an hour. And this 98, 97, 90, yeah, 98. Man, I leave with the goddamn, leave with my equipment. He's like, man, try to get you some more studio time in about a week or two. I'll make sure I can get you in. Bro, I go straight home, get on that damn manual, trying to figure out how to separate these tracks. All right, cool. Now I got it. Making the bass just come out by itself. Making the snare just come out by itself. You know, separating them. Man, when he let me get back in the studio, man, walked in with that drum machine, homeboy was like, you got it? I'm like, yeah, I got it. Homeboy plugged that joint up. That motherfucker say, push play. Had that bass so low, it just say, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I said, all right. He was like, yeah, that's it. He let me get in that studio, man, the booth. What's so crazy, man? Went in there and rapped the song, and it was just No More Playing GA. The last day we was in the studio, man, we was in the studio probably 2 weeks. The last day we was in the studio, I'm listening to everything, and I told him to goddamn, man, let me go back in there and add some of that hook. And I added that We Ready on top of it. So it was already no, well, nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. Then I put them, we ready, we ready. Turned that shit to a whole nother dog, man. And shit, the rest is black history, goddammit.
Yeah.
Like,
that
motherfucker
go, man.
Man, we gotta get it go. Y'all bootleggers, man, shit. If you know you bootlegged my shit back in the day, if you know you had a blank CD with Pastor Troy just goddamn typed on that motherfucker, man.
I had it too, Troy.
Now, man, scream. First one, man. Download my shit, screen. It's all gangster, man.
Right.
What you got coming up this year, man?
Man, we just hanging and banging, man. We just hanging and banging. I'm looking forward. I got a little series I'm about to shoot, man. I don't know what I'm going to call it. Just going to be some real gangster shit, man. Just from the story of a nigga that's been in the rap game for 23 years doing this shit. That's some shit Tyler Perry ain't going to be able to goddamn tell you. He ain't going to be able to show you this shit. Will Packernell. This some shit from the field. You feel me, man? Some of the shit, you just have to be in it to know. You feel me, man? Like my first contract. Bro, I signed my first contract. That shit, 3 or 4 pages. I'm telling the bro, this my production deal? Yo, yeah, this your production deal. I promise. I said, everything going to up and up. She supposed to be my manager. Everything going to up and up. All right, bitch. I'm signing this shit, but all right now. Sign my name and that shit. Pass. All right. Bro, niggas start hearing a call all across the city. Man, Troy done signed with Gene Griffin. Troy done signed with Gene Griffin. I'm like, I don't even know who Gene Griffin is. This the distributor dude. Oh, nah. I just signed a distribution deal. He the dude helping me with the distribution. They like, man, you better get a lawyer to check on that, man. He telling everybody you signed to him. I hit the broad up. Hey, man, I need a copy of that contract. Okay, I have it for you today, Troy. All right. That shit turned into a damn a week. Now I got to turn into, hey, I need that contract today. All right, come and meet me at the work, whatever. Man, I got them, get out there, man. When I run the doorbell, black, I can hear the big crying from the other side of the door.
My God.
Black. When she handed me that motherfucker, she handed it to me, telling me I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Black, that motherfucker handed me the contract. That son of a bitch, an encyclopedia. They done stapled to the top for what I motherfucking signed. This son of a bitch like this. I tell that bitch, what is this?
This ain't the same shit.
First thing crossed that motherfucker and letter like graffiti. Exclusive recording artist. Hey, bro. Exclusive recording artist contract. I said, God damn.
It should be a bold letter, too.
I told her, bro, I said, I can't sign this. We already signed. That bro said, huh? I just left it at that. Bro, I went back, signed contracts to myself, and backdated them past that date. You feel me? The album was already done. How the fuck I'm going to sign an exclusive recording artist contract with you on an album that's already done in order? Them motherfuckers changed the picture on me. I take another picture with them. Now it's Pastor Troy, I Declare War, We Ready. It's done went to We Ready, I Declare War. They just done flipped the shit. Mm. But that flipping of the name be flipping of the ownership, baby. Mm. I'm like, okay. Well, we went and backdated them contracts, man. I went and signed some contracts, had my boy notarize some shit. The notary was expired from the year before, but he still had his joint. Mm. Man, goddamn, put these stamps on this bitch from 1998. And everybody that's on the album, if you said something on it, we giving you a contract too. So now I got 5 contracts. I got Lil Pete contract, Rhonda contract. I got all these people contract, and just this one with you. Who goddamn keeping the real and who bullshitting? And it's dated before you. Mm-hmm. That nigga took that shit on the Universal. He had to get it out of his hand because we was about to be at him. Mm-hmm. He took me to Universal. The motherfucker was like, Troy, man, shit, we'll get that nigga out the pot. We'll just do business straight up with you. And that's when I signed. I wanted to stay independent because I was killing something. Man, dog, if I would have stayed independent, how that shit would groove and boy, it would gone.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It all made sense at the end of the day. Facts.
You think what would you say is your hardest song? We know the biggest one is We Ready. Uh-huh. If you ask me, I say This the City. That's my favorite.
Yeah, This the City. That's pretty hard.
What you think your hardest song?
I think
one of his hardest songs to me was Rhonda.
Rhonda, for sure.
Yeah, I'm about to shoot that joint, man. Me and Princess from Crime Mob, she gonna play Rhonda for me, man. Oh, we gonna shoot that. The story already there. All we gotta do is shoot that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Probably one of my hardest, man, I think is I love Vice Versa because it was just a poem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It was just a poem. You know what I mean, man? Nigga booed me off the stage on goddamn saying Vice Versa down there in college, man. Mm. And just to go back down there, shit, this year I went for homecoming.
Hold on. You say when you was in college, you said the poem and got booed?
Yeah.
And you turned into a song?
Yeah, I finally heard a beat for it. I probably had that song memorized for about 2 years before I heard a beat. My boy Carl Moe played that joint, man, and he had gave it to Big Boy, and Big Boy passed on it. Mm. And then Carl Moe played that beat for me, man. I heard that, doom, 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 doom. Mm. I said, boy, I got something for this. Man, when I went in there and rapped that shit, bro, I rapped that shit one tape. Mm. No mistakes, just, it was already on my heart. I just had to let that shit go. Hurt. You can hear it, you feel me? You can hear that. You can hear it. Man, I'm talking about, man, won't stop until they feel me. Protect me, devil. Thank the Lord.
Lord is trying to kill me.
I was out of breath in that motherfucker, man. Rapping that shit. Just, bah, 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 bah. That nigga Carl Moe, goddamn, he dancing. He looking through the glass. That nigga scared. He goddamn don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know if we going to hell or we going to heaven. That nigga that motherfucker like, what the fuck?
Had everybody confused. Had everybody confused.
Damn, man. It was real dope, man. Real dope. What was so crazy about the scream? After them niggas booed me. But the bro went down there, she said, he's the Antichrist, he's the Antichrist. Oh, yeah, I was like, man, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? I called my pops the next day. I was like, Dad. He like, what's up? I'm like, Dad, my homeboy got this song called Vice Versa.
<My homeboy.
laughs> You know what I mean? It couldn't be mine. I had to tell him about my homeboy. I was like, Dad, my homeboy got this song called Vice Versa. And it's about what if good was
like,
bad.
Versus evil.
Yeah,
bad
what if,
was
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pops was like, I was like, how you feel about it? He was like, what if? There ain't no crime. What if? What if you was rich?
Okay, say less.
What if you was white? You feel me, man? That's the kind of knowledge I got from a pastor, Troy.
Right.
It made me feel so much better about the record. I still didn't just embrace it, but I knew when I did, I was going to be ready to stand up on it. You feel me, man? Right. What if? Ain't nothing wrong with asking no question. Challenge yourself.
What's some of the things you think you did to keep your name flowing and create some longevity for yourself, whereas a lot of people that you came in the dough with is...
Yeah. Man, shaking hands and goddamn being humble take you a long way. You feel me, man? Mm. And understanding the game and how to work your play. Like, I see these boys, you know, nigga might goddamn jump out there, he got a hot record. Bam! Nigga, my show is 10,000.
Yeah.
I jump out there and tell them, nigga, shit, all right. My show's 4. I'm gone, goddamn. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm going to get a 3. Them niggas still waiting on a nigga calling with that 10. Mm-hmm. You feel me, man? Nigga, I done did me a goddamn 8, damn near 9 for the weekend. And I do that over and over again. Why you still waiting on that 10? Mm-hmm. You gotta goddamn go with the, you gotta go with the waves. You gotta ride the waves, man. You gotta ride the waves. You can't just be stuck on. Nigga, I got 10 last month. My show's 10. All right.
I'm gonna know how much you love me. What the, what's the offer?
For real.
What's the offer? What you got?
Yeah, man. You know that shit there, man.
You gonna make it work?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm talking about Brian, dog. With me. I done hooked it up with my shit, man. With just being on that independent wave like that, man, it just be so dope. Nigga, I run over here, do the show tonight. Nigga calling me up, man, my homeboy got an after hour. Shit, he got a couple rounds. No, we go hit the after hour, meet a nigga over here. He want a verse. What time you leaving tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Get over to the studio, do a verse. Another nigga want one. Independent living, man. Mm. Independent living.
For real.
Man, come on, man. That's got to play.
The independent shit is for people who can handle it, though.
You got to figure out your niche. Shit. You know what I mean, dog? Yeah. You know, I call myself major independent. You feel me? I had a taste of the major shit. While I was up there, the major, man, I'm getting everybody card that was up there, man. Anybody that was somebody, I was staying in contact with. The Shaheen Reeds and stuff.
Mm. Right,
they doing press
right.
junkets and all that shit with all these people down here. Right. I kept them relationships with them folks. Mm-hmm. That's how I can get on the Breakfast Club and stuff now. Mm-hmm. Gangster, man. Mm. You got to want it, man. That's my last thing I got to say to y'all young niggas, man. There's a lot of boys coming through the platform and everything, man. Mm-hmm. Dog, take it. This is life-changing. Ass shit, take this shit serious. Mm. Like a career. Mm. LeBron and them don't bullshit about what the fuck they got them doing.
Right.
Don't bullshit about what you doing, man. This shit is for real. This shit can change your life, nigga. You could not have to work for anybody again in your life.
Mm. It's on you. It's a blessing that some people take for granted.
It's on you. What you want out this shit for? You just want to fuck some hoes? You just want a weekend, nigga? Or you want a career? Mm-hmm. That's on you.
Mm-hmm. It's your choice. Yeah.
It's your choice. And goddamn it, we still one more time got to put out there, We Ready has to go gold. That's going to be on the big facts.
Hey, man, we're going to have a big fat party, list. Man. We're going to have a big fat that's party.
Man, y'all stream that shit, man. Let's get this shit up, man.
ASAP. We appreciate you, Troy, man.
Salute, baby. Y'all stay down.
Much love. Much continued success to you. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.